Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to be back behind the broadcast microphone. I want to say a great big, huge thank you to our good friend, Congressman J.D. Hayworth. I hear he did a good job around here. The staff is shaking their heads. Yes, he did. Congressman J.D. Hayworth, the former, just a great American patriot, former congressman from Arizona, and he is one of our regular fill-ins here when I have to be out on the road, and I was out on the road, and you know, I've got to share this now. Our show is so packed. And when I say packed, I mean we are loaded to the gills. I don't even know what that means, but we're loaded there. And we've got just to give you a glimpse of what's coming down the pike here, James O'Keefe is going to be here this hour of the show to break some news about Congressman Ilhan Omar and ballot harvesting. The story broke last night. It is unbelievable. President Trump is already calling for an investigation. And folks, I'm telling you, these Democrats are going to lie, cheat, and steal this election if we do not stand up and do something about it. So James O'Keefe is here. Also, our good friends Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie, they have just written an incredible book about the Trump campaign, and we're going to be talking to them just a little bit later on. So I want to get this info out first because it involves you, the great listeners of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Many of you know that we try our best to support charities and good, solid Christian universities and colleges around this nation. We are honored to be partnering with Liberty University and, of course, Truett McConnell University. And out on the West Coast, there is a small Baptist school called West Coast Baptist College. And these folks don't take a single penny from the government, no federal money. They refuse the federal handout. And as a result of that, they rely on the contributions and goodwill of donors. So we decided that we were going to go in and we really support the mission of this great school. It's in Los Angeles County up in the Antelope Valley. And if you have seen Top Gun, if you know anything about Edwards Air Force Base, this is where that church is located in the college, West Coast Baptist College, Lancaster Baptist Church. And the church runs the college. Absolutely beautiful campus in the middle of the desert. And so we held a big faith and freedom celebration. Many of you folks listening to this radio program came to the event, and it was absolutely incredible. We were very concerned about the turnout because of all the China virus restrictions, but we had well over 1,200 people who came to the event indoors in violation of the law, by the way. And one of the greatest moments, the entire corral, they had a beautiful choir that sang before Governor Huckabee spoke. And when the choir all stood up there, they were all wearing these black face masks. And in unison, the entire choir removed their face masks at the exact, it was like a gangsta move, you know, as much as a Baptist can be a gangsta. It was absolutely incredible. And so the good news, before we get into the crazy news of the week, thanks to you, the listeners of this radio program, we helped raise more than $200,000 for West Coast Baptist College. All of that money going to help the students, to support them as they continue their studies, many of them looking for scholarships and whatnot. So all that to say thank you. The generosity of this radio audience is just remarkable. In one night, raising more than $200,000. What a terrific thing you guys did. And what a terrific thing West Coast Baptist College is doing, standing up to Governor Gavin Newsom and the leftist Democrats in the state of California. So there you go. And we'll tell you more about some of it. We had some fun stories with Governor Huckabee. Got to spend 2 days with the governor in the Mojave Desert, and we'll have some fun stories about that a little bit later on. Big debate tomorrow, And the question at hand, do you think Joe Biden is actually going to show up for this? Some people are actually speculating that Biden's going to be a no-show, that at the very last minute, something will come up. Maybe he catches the China Wuhan virus. Who knows? Maybe he takes a nap and doesn't wake up. You know, he oversleeps. But people are saying that that Biden is not. I think he's going to show up. And I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I'm not sure what Chris Wallace is going to do. You know, he's no friend of this president, Chris Wallace. You know, he's just as liberal as the folks are over at CNN, the most profane name in news, and the folks over at MSDNC. So will Chris Wallace pull a Megyn Kelly? I don't know. I think he will, and I think the president's going to be ready for that moment. What kind of questions do you think they ought to ask Biden? What kind of questions would you like to see asked tomorrow night at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog up and running at toddstarns.com, and there's some great stories and great links to some of the things we're going to be talking about today. So over the weekend, the big news, the big headline, President Trump finally got around to nominating Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. What a terrific lady. And I got to tell you, not only is she incredibly brilliant, not only does she have this incredible intellect, but she is very personable and told some funny jokes, talked about the family. You know, her husband was there, the seven kids, two adopted kids from Haiti. And now come the attacks. And folks, it's going to get ugly. They're attacking the woman's children. Who does that? Well, we know who does that. It's the Democrats. They're the ones who do that. I mean, some of the things that have the things that have been hurled in her direction, you've got Democrats out there demanding that they investigate the adoption proceedings of the two children, who, by the way, looked absolutely beautiful and fairly well adjusted, in my estimation, and looked like they were having a mighty good time. And now you've got these people out there saying they're almost accusing Amy Coney Barrett of just like plucking two children from Haiti and kidnapping them and making them her own children. I've never seen anything like it. Unbelievable. I want to read this story to you from Fox News. The author is Danielle Wallace. Trump Supreme Court pick Amy Coney Barrett faces white colonizer attacks and other criticism from the left and the media. This is unbelievable. Ibrahim Kendi, the middle name is X. Ibrahim X. Kendi, an American author who became the new director of the Center for Anti-Racist Research at Boston University, railed against Barrett and blasted her for adopting two black children from Haiti and equating her and her husband to white colonizers. Here's the quote. Some white colonizers adopted black children. They civilized these savage children in the superior ways of white people. What is this guy smoking over there? Let me go back. I interrupted at a comma, so I'm going to go back and finish the sentence, and I'll try to hold my opinions until I finish reading this. Some white colonizers adopted black children. They civilized these savage children in the superior ways of white people, using them as props in their lifelong pictures of denial, while cutting the biological parents of these children out of the picture of humanity. Okay, well, look, this guy is clearly a moron, but beyond that, he is a pinhead. And beyond that, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, how do we know that these children were not in some sort of an orphanage? And we all know what Haiti looks like. We all know the living conditions in Haiti. We've all seen it. But this guy is now accusing, just follow this logic here. So you've got Ibrahim X dude, who's now accusing the white Barrett family of being racist for plucking black children out of poverty and extreme conditions so that they can have a happy, lovely lifestyle and live the American dream.
Come on, man.
This is what we're dealing with here. He goes, this is just awful. So anyway, he's got a problem with white people adopting black children. That's a no-no. Can't do that. Unbelievable. There are more attacks. This is from, by the way, you've got Richard Blumenthal, who is now saying he's not going to be sitting down. You know, they do the sit-downs. So it's kind of like when you've got the new neighbor in the neighborhood and you drop by and have some coffee and have some delicious cookies and you get to know each other. A little chit-chat. Well, they're not doing the chit-chat up on Capitol Hill. Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, who is a horrible woman, by the way, and also Kirsten Gillibrand, they have said, you know what? No, you're not welcome in my office. You cannot step in here. That's what they're saying. So they're not going to give her a chance. They're not going to give her a shot. And by all indications, this is a very, very well-qualified individual. By the way, they are also very upset about her religion. Now, she is a devout Catholic, and she is also a charismatic Catholic. And she is a part of an organization, a part of a ministry, and within the confines of this ministry, there are some people who speak in tongues. Now, there are millions of people in this country who are charismatic, and they believe in things such as speaking in tongues. That is not to say Amy Coney Barrett speaks in tongues. I've never seen her say that she has. But that's a big deal for people. Remember what Dianne Feinstein said? Oh, she was very alarmed because the Catholic dogma. Hey, the Catholic dogma. I smell it. It's in you. That's what she said right there. And I mean, you can Google it. The Catholic dogma lives loudly in you. That was a problem. You see, the Democrats have a problem with Christians. Doesn't matter if they're Catholic. Doesn't matter if they're Baptist or Presbyterian. It doesn't matter. They don't want Christians anywhere near a courthouse. Newsweek had to run a correction. They actually reported that Barrett was affiliated with the same group that inspired The Handmaid's Tale. I am not familiar. Ladies of the Todd Stearns radio program, that would be you, Grace and Claire, I'm just curious, have you seen The Handmaid's Tale? Are you familiar with The Handmaid's Tale? All right, there you are. So we're getting a little iffy sign here. According to FoxNews.com, I've not seen The Handmaid's Tale. It's not on my to-do list. It is a novel depicting a fictional society that forces a few remaining fertile women into sexual servitude. Well, that sounds like a rip-roaring load of fun. Jeez, Alou. And now Newsweek, they wrote a story saying that the whole movie was inspired, or the series rather, was inspired by the organization that Amy Coney Barrett was a part of. Well, it turns out not to be true. It was all made up. It was a lie. Newsweek had to retract their publication. People of Praise, that was the ministry that Amy Coney Barrett was a part of. Folks, I'm telling you, it's going to get ugly. It is going to get ugly, and you better buckle up for this. They're going after the woman's children. They're going after her religion. Democrats sincerely believe that Christian people should not be engaged in public service, period. That's it. And we know that because, A, we have seen it play out, and B, I wrote an entire chapter about that issue in my last book, Culture Jihad. As a matter of fact, we did a deep dive into the Senate hearing where Dianne Feinstein told Amy Coney Barrett that she had a problem with the Catholic dogma. We're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Oh, yeah. I've got it. Before we go to break. So she went to Rhodes College, which is here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our program. So now you have alumni at the college starting a Facebook group opposing Amy Coney Barrett. Well, I've got news for these alumni. They're not exactly the smartest folks in the room, because it really doesn't matter. Their opinion does not matter unless they are a part of the United States Senate. And then we can have that conversation. Otherwise, we really don't care about you. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number here, folks. 844-747-8868. James O'Keefe coming up.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
So the New York Times, they're weighing in on all of this. They're talking about Amy Coney Barrett here. And the New York Times says her religion is not consistent with American values. Well, where does the Times think those American values came from? Satan? No, they came from God, Almighty God. When was the last time anybody from the New York Times actually even showed up at a church house? Welcome back to the Todd Stern Show. Great to have you with us here, folks. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Want to go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and David. All right, David, what do you think about the Supreme Court nominee?
I think they ought to go ahead and confirm her and not even have a hearing. I think that the Democrats need to get a little back, or the Republicans need to get a little backbone and start playing the same game the Democrats are playing. The Democrats are playing for keeps, and I don't think the Republicans have woken up yet. But the other thing you mentioned a while ago, that the Democrats are saying that, you know, she's not following the values or whatever of American people and all that, and she doesn't need to be confirmed. They're trying to give her a religious test is what they're trying to do. But
well, look, David, David, you're absolutely right. It is a religious test. I mean, you're exactly right, which is unconstitutional. When you've got people
exactly
like
right.
You have Dick Durbin, and again, it was not just Feinstein. It was Dick Durbin. Several other senators condemned her strictly based on her religion.
Oh, yeah. And first of all, I doubt very seriously if they know what the Constitution means and if they've ever read it. I don't think they have. And the founding fathers, basically, I think it was John Adams that stated, if you are not a Christian, you cannot understand the Constitution because it was Judeo-Christian values.
Oh, exactly right. So John Adams, I was just lecturing college students on Friday at West Coast Baptist College, and that's a terrific quote you brought up from John Adams, who said that the Constitution is wholly inadequate to govern anyone other than a religious people. And when you take God out of the equation, what do you get? You get chaos.
It's nothing.
Yeah, that's it. You get chaos.
Hey, I tell you what, this is a fight, and people have got to wake up. I can't even believe it's even close, okay? I can't even believe that people are even thinking about voting for a guy like that. I mean, look at the craziness of the Democratic Party. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I don't know why Attorney General does not bring up charges against the Democratic Party to try to overthrow a sitting president.
Well,
that's
David,
all they've tried to do.
David, you're right. And we could go on and on and on. Unfortunately, they're going to cut me off here. We got to go to a break. So, David, thank you for that. By the way, David brings up a great point. Looks like we're not going to have any indictments. Nothing from Durham, at least not until maybe after the election. We'll have to see. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us on a very busy breaking news Monday. I got to tell you, I don't know what this country would do without Project Veritas and the incredible investigative journalism work of James O'Keefe. And the latest story involves Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, probably the most corrupt member of Congress, at least right now. President Trump now calling for an investigation into allegations of ballot harvesting in Minnesota. And the reason why the president is calling for this investigation is directly because of the work of Project Veritas. And we are delighted to have James O'Keefe on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. James, welcome to the program and congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, James, I want you to take our listeners through what you and your team uncovered in Minnesota.
Well, this is a videotape of a ballot harvester in a car by the name of Liban Muhammad, collecting hundreds of ballots. He's bragging about all of the absentee ballots that he's obtained. And this is a coordinated effort in Minnesota to harvest ballots and pay people for their ballots. In fact, you have people on the tape discussing how that works. It's a violation of state law. It's a violation of federal law. This is probably the first time anyone has ever seen a video of actual ballot harvesting. And most people don't know what ballot harvesting is. It's you're not allowed to possess more than three ballots. But what's amazing about the video is just how sensational and explosive it appears. This man is in a car. He's saying his car is filled with blank ballots that he's filling out. And so this is an explosive thing that is part one of a series.
So you're telling us there's more to come here.
There's always more to come. And the media is attacking me, and the FBI director said there's no such thing as voter fraud. So we're kind of going up against the entire system here, which is clearly broken. When in a national election, 25% of the votes will come by way of the mail. So the video is such a threat to so many people who've said this stuff does not happen and cannot happen, and it's clearly seen in the video as happening. If you have eyes that can see, this video will shock you and change your mind.
I mean, this is just remarkable video you have showing the brother of a city council member, his car's dashboard filled with these ballots. James, it's just hard to believe that something like this is actually happening in real time in America.
It is happening, and I think that the problem is the systemic failures are such that there's no journalism anymore, and there's no investigative reporting in the media or even in our government agencies that are supposed to be law enforcement agencies. So this stuff goes unchecked, and in this video, you hear people talk about how it's a terrible disservice to the Somalian community who are coerced and pressured into doing this. One of our sources said that that nobody gives a crap about the Somalis. They just use them for their votes. The ballots are taken away from the elderly people in these residential communities in Minneapolis. So this is not just circumstantial evidence. It's on the videotape of them actually doing it. And that's why it's generating the reaction. It's gotten 5 million views already on the social media accounts, and Project Veritas is being attacked for exposing this. So it's I think this is going to be a game-changing investigation.
Oh, I'm with you. And it also caught the attention of President Trump. And he's been warning people for quite some time now, James, that, you know, letting people vote by mail like this in November is going to result in rampant fraud and will taint the election results. You say there's more to come here. Do you believe what the president is saying here?
Well, I mean, I think this is what Bill Barr and the president have been saying is kind of on this videotape. And the media said there's no evidence of the thing that we are just showing you evidence for. They're saying that this doesn't happen when the video shows it happening. So it's really such a collision with what we're told by our powers that be, that this can't happen, doesn't happen, and is not systemic. And this is a story of the community there in Minnesota that does this systemically. And the only thing, and I think there's going to be a lot of impact from this and a lot of fallout. And the president's going to a debate tomorrow, and he's tweeted about the story 5 times. So I think he'll talk about it in the debates.
You know, James, you got to hand it to the Daily Beast. You know, they said liberal groups fear O'Keefe election sting. That turned out to be a prophetic.
Yeah, they were trying to misdirect and talk about some other state, and I don't think they intended to tease the thing that I have done today. I think they were trying to warn people, and that's the thing. People are more upset with the person exposing the fraud than they are with the fraud occurring in the first place. Just the nature of the argument, there's no evidence of something. I mean, I'm a journalist, and I can tell you that there's always evidence of fraud and corruption in the United States. When you have this many mail-in ballots and absentee ballots circulating around, there is going to be thousands and thousands of... This video shows hundreds of ballots in one guy's car, which is a state crime. You can't do that. So I think what I would encourage listeners on the program here is to, if you have witness to these things, Veritas Tips, that's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips at protonmail.com. And we'd love the information.
And we're going to post a direct link to your email there on our live show blog over at toddstarns.com, folks. But again, veritas tips at protonmail.com. James, are you hearing that any government agencies are launching investigations or have launched an investigation based on the videos that you guys produced?
I know that the state of Minnesota is announcing some things as I speak. I know that the people, the White House certainly knows about the story because they've been talking about it. I don't know. I don't know where Bill Barr is. I don't know where the Justice Department is. But when you say law enforcement agency, the director of the FBI, a man named Christopher Wray, said earlier this week that there's no evidence of voter fraud. So my intuition would tell me that Mr. Wray is more upset at me for exposing this than he is in his actual interest in doing something about it, because we just made him look bad. We just showed that he is not good at his job at the FBI. So my prediction will be that Mr. Wray, who's the leader at the FBI, will discourage and prevent an investigation from actually taking place.
Once again, and again, James, this is the deep state at work. They just simply will not do what needs to be done.
That's right, and that's why, and a lot of your listeners are probably shaking their heads in disbelief, and they say that, oh, there's no hope. I can't see this on CNN. You know, I won't read it in the New York Times. And you can complain about it all you want, and you can do nothing, or we, the citizens, can get video clips that are so sensational that they force a discussion. And that's what we're doing. This is how we have to do it. We have to operate as outside the system, putting pressure on our lawmakers. That is the only way to do it, because things are so systemically corrupt. And that's our mission at Project Veritas, is to get them in the act so it's incontrovertible. It's undisputable. And they might still dispute it, but if this doesn't work, then nothing works, right? So we must get more evidence. We must get more whistleblowers to Project Veritas.
Well done, James O'Keefe. Folks, got to go to projectveritas.com, see this video. James, great work as always, and we look forward to what's coming next.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. Look, the president, he wasn't blowing smoke here. The president told us that this kind of thing was happening, and now James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, have gone out there, and they've got the video evidence. This is absolutely appalling, and he's right. We're not talking about hundreds. We're talking about thousands of ballots. And when you're talking about numbers that large, you're talking about elections that could be fixed. The fix could already be in some of these races in Minnesota, and I suspect it's happening elsewhere, too. All right, we're going to take a break here, 844-747-8868. This is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, look, I'm glad we had James O'Keefe on the program. You need to understand the Democrats are serious about this. They will try and steal this election, and we just can't let them. That's why every single person listening to this radio program has to get out, has to go vote on Election Day. All right, I want to go to the phones. Our good friend Sal from WLOB, the Big Lobster up in Maine, got something very interesting in the mail the other day. Sal, good to have you with us, and what'd you get in the mailbox?
Well, I got a flyer from my town hall, and there was a letter in there from the chairwoman of the town council informing everyone that they're going to install a ballot box to drop off your mail-in votes or absentee votes in front of town hall, and it's going to be secure 24/7.
So you're telling
I find that absolutely amazing.
Wow. So you're telling
what
me
what happens if someone wants to come up and stow a little gas in there or acid, or a guy comes up with a pickup truck and a chain and hauls off with that? What happens to all those ballots?
You know,
I can't believe this.
Sal, that's a fair question you raise, and so you're telling me they're basically going to have something like a post office box, and you can just literally go and drop off your ballot there?
Absolutely, 24/7.
Oh, Sal, I'm with you. I think what's to stop somebody? You're right, from setting that thing on fire or stuffing the ballot box. And again, you know, when you talk about these kinds of, when you talk about mail-in voting, this is why it's rife for fraud, is something like this, when just about anybody can go and vote. You don't have to show an ID. You just go, mark off a ballot, stick it in the box.
Well, I'll tell you, Todd, it's just crazy. You know, I go to Lowe's, I go to Home Depot, I go to Market Basket, I go to my Hannaford store. You know, social distance, you got a mask. The place is crowded. You mean to tell me you can't go and vote in person on election day? Who are you kidding?
Oh, it's a fair point you raise, Sal. I mean, it really is. And you need to contact your town hall and see what they tell you about this. Share your concerns with them, Sal. I would be very interested. You give us a call back and you let us know what they said.
I sure will.
All right, good stuff, Sal. Thanks for being the eyes and ears of the show up in the state of Maine. And folks, again, what's happening in your communities? Are your communities setting up similar boxes like the one they've got in Sal's neighborhood? Unbelievable. But, you know, Sal's right. I mean, if you can go out and you can protest, you can march in the streets, why can't you go and vote on Election Day? So I had to fly over to Los Angeles for the big event over at West Coast Baptist College. And Memphis, we don't have any direct flights anymore. That's because of Delta. They pulled their hub out of Memphis. So you got to fly to. So on the way out there, I had to fly to Salt Lake City. And on the way back, the layover was in Atlanta. And they had hundreds of people, shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, out there flying around the country. And if you can do that, why can't you go and vote on Election Day? I just don't understand that. By the way, I got to tell you, folks, if you thought airline travel was miserable, wait until you try to get on board an airplane. It is the most horrific thing. Honest to goodness, I would rather have a root canal without the drugs than have to get on an airplane again. They make it incredibly unpleasant. The flight attendants, literally, they march up and down the aisles, making sure everybody is not just wearing a face mask, but it's how you wear the face mask. And the face mask has to be above the bridge of the nose. This is according to Delta Airlines. And no food. You know, back in the day, you had a long-haul flight. They would at least give you a meal. And I got to tell you, the meals are pretty decent. But not anymore. You got water, and you got one of those packaged cookies. And that's it. That's it. It's no frills over at Delta Airlines. So anyway, we're getting ready to take off in Salt Lake City. I forgot to tell you guys the story. It's a terrific story. And there was some guy, that refused to wear the face mask. He gets on the plane, and they tell you right away, if you're not wearing a face mask, you don't get on the plane. Well, somehow the guy got on the plane, and he refused to wear the face mask. We are getting ready to take off. And it had been a long day. Everybody's tired. Everybody's worn out. And all of a sudden, the pilot comes on the public address system and says, ladies and gentlemen, we got to return to the gate because some yahoo doesn't want to wear his face mask. You're like, geez, Alou. So they pull a big U-ey right there on the runway. I mean, we were literally on the runway about ready to take off when the one of the male flight attendants, and he's a big old fella, this flight attendant. He says, "That's it, pal. You're out of here." That's what he said. I could, and everybody was turning around trying to figure out what was going on. "All right, pal, you're out of here." And I didn't know if they were going to, like, open up the door right there and just boot the guy off and, you know, let somebody pick him up on the tarmac, but they didn't. They were nice and polite about it and went back to the gate. Now, you guys know I don't like wearing a face mask at all. As a matter of fact, I do my best not to frequent businesses that require face masks. Given the choice, if, you know, if I've got to go to, like, let's say Kroger and Piggly Wiggly, Kroger says you got to wear a face mask, and Piggly Wiggly says, come on over. You don't have to wear anything. Well, I'm going to go to the Piggly Wiggly. Well, I'll put pants on. You don't have to wear anything, but you got to at least wear pants in the Piggly Wiggly. But all that being said, there are some times in life where you're going to have a face mask to get where you're going, and I had to wear a face mask. I didn't want to wear a face mask, but those are the rules of Delta Airlines. If I didn't want to wear a face mask, I wouldn't, you know, I'd go do something else, but all the airlines require you to wear a face mask. So we pull back in, and they kick the guy off. I don't understand what the guy's problem was. Very frustrating. All that to say, restaurants are closed. You can't. It's like, it, folks, it's just back in the dark ages. There's no way we should be bailing out the airline industries. None whatsoever. You know, let them, if they fail, they fail. I just don't think the average American's going to want to put through that, you know, get put through that. I really don't. Rather ride Greyhound. Okay, well, maybe not Greyhound, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it really is that bad. All right, coming up a little bit later on, folks, our good friend Corey Lewandowski, David Bossy, they're going to be here. We're going to ask them about this horrible story out of Florida involving Brad Parscale, the former campaign chairman of he just left, and a horrible, horrible story. And we'll get them to weigh in on that. We'll tell you more about it coming up after the news break. Hey, ToddStearns.com, check out the live show blog. Have some great links to some of the stories and that Project Veritas video, too. We'll be right back.